You're listening to DraftKings Network.
So this is the second week of No Christian. Last week, I said we would start at 1 o'clock, and it wasn't until 1:23 that I could get everything going.
Get it so together.
Sure. I think 1:03 is pretty great. And Crimson Pizza says, hey, Lorena's back. That's right.
Yeah.
She's back from her suspension based on everything she said the last time she was
right here. Right. And yeah, that's fair enough. I can't see the chat. Is there a way for me to see the chat?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you just go to...
Can someone call me on my phone? And if you're in the chat, give me a ring.
Someone read out the chat to Lorena. If you go to youtube.com/soccercooligans and you should see our live. Mm-hmm. And then you can pull up our chat. That best NWSL announcer ever, says Crimson Pizza. You know her. You love her. For those of you who are wondering, who's this woman I'm calling Lorena? Absolutely hilarious comedian, writer, performer, improv.
What?
Former professional woman soccer player.
This is true. Don't let this jersey pull you.
That's right. Best hair on the podcast. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you.
You know who else is here? At Colonial Moonface on everything. One of my favorite people. And this is Christian's worst nightmare. The two of us together on a podcast without him to mediate. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Lorena Russi, everybody.
Hey. Oh, whoa. Get out of here.
Come on.
I can see the chat. What it do? Oh, my God. Jess. Best hair on the, I mean, first of all, this is Christian's actual worst nightmare. Like somewhere, wherever he is right now, he's like, oh, my stomach hurts. Why? I don't know.
A fork with pasta spun around it just dropped out of his hand in Italy as he saw.
Yeah.
Because I've given him zero knowledge of who I've invited as guests.
Yeah.
What? I mean, this is the last Christian free episode. So I figured make this the most harrowing for him, you know?
Yeah. I feel like he's got the Law and Order tune tune happening wherever he is. And Italians are, he's in Italy?
He is in Italy.
Oh my God. I love the air horn went off in my head. Yeah, that's correct, Sean. He's in Italy. Where is he in Italy?
The substitute teacher way you read the chat.
Very good, Sean. Now, Sean, great if job. You keep that up, there's some extra credit available.
A gold star for you, Sean.
A gold star for Sean.
Well, speaking of gold star, let's start. No, I'm joking. listen, it gets crazy. I think last time you were here, what was it that you said about the NWSL? Oh, you started spilling tea about the NWSL players.
Here's the thing.
Of what you heard. I'm not saying that you knew. So,
you know what? It's crazy, actually. We spent like 40 minutes warming up to that subject. And I feel like, why would you just immediately throw me into the deep end?
I'm just reminding everyone of why you were on sabbatical from this show.
Right, right. Well, and again, the sabbatical was self-imposed. I think I just thought it was best. There's something that happens when we get together that we turn into abuelitas. Like, you know, like the old Latina ladies that are looking through their shades?
100%.
Yeah, we're like that.
Calling
we're like
each other.
Food. Yeah, yeah, watching? But like we're standing next to each other, but also on the phone with each other.
You know who you and I are? I went to there's a coffee shop on Grand, close to like the Lower East Side part of Grand. Yeah, yeah. So I'm sitting there and it's like a fully gentrified, it's called like Golden Tiger or something like that. It's like a fully gentrified coffee shop. Wifey was getting like some type of eyebrow thing, so I was like, I'll just sit in here for an hour. I have no fucking clue. They look
no sad. God forbid you know the name of what your wife does. Been together
she's
how
getting
many?
Her I just heard from the other room she was getting her eyelashes curled, so very important. very important. I think they're beautiful. Sorry, I can't tell.
No.
Turns out,
I don't know. She's buying a smoothie. I was getting my eyelashes. eyebrows.
She's buying shoes. Eyelashes, girl. Okay, same thing. So I'm like, I hung out in there for like 2 minutes, and then they all asked me to leave. Everyone asked me to leave because I was ruining the vibe.
That
makes a lot of sense. So I go to this coffee shop on the corner, and there's two old Puerto Rican women sitting in the window. Everyone else, young, white, like graphic designer, right?
Yeah.
Two or three Asians sprinkled about.
Yeah. Internships abound.
100%. Parents pay their rent. Two old Latina women in the front answering phone calls from their nephews and nieces on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Loud as hell.
No, pero Gregorio. And then they're like, just
oye, cuando viene? Cuando viene? It's back and forth. And they all they did was look out the window. And at one point, they spotted a woman they knew walking by with someone they knew wasn't her husband. And they both sprung to action. One stepped out and pretended to walk past them to say hello, came back, told all the tea. That's what you and I do when we're on a podcast.
That's
what
we are. That's so funny. Because it's like, you know, when you're like, yeah, maybe I agree. That actually sings, makes my heart sing in a way that maybe we should get out of here and go to that coffee shop.
Yeah, that's where we should be doing the show from. Interviewing them.
Oh, my God. I also did. I didn't tell you this. I made an espresso in honor of being with you and hanging out with you. I just felt like it was appropriate.
Did you charge yourself $3 like they did to me?
Yeah, no, I charged myself $17. $3 is cheap.
€3 for an espresso?
For here? Guys, shout it in the chat. Sean, where are you, babe? Yeah, the ice cream party. Sean's right. I literally normally paid. The window is $381 to $483. I don't know why that's the window, but it's $381 to $483. And if it's less than $381, I go to that place all the time for an espresso. And if it's more, I like sit down, I like talk to the poor like barista. I'm like, why are you doing this to me?
Oh, and they're like, I thought you talked to them like, I'm gonna get some entertainment out of this for the extra $1.48 I just paid.
No. I'm like, you charge me a lot. I'm forever trying to get the free. Like, I'm the person at the bar that's like, when do we get those free shots? And they're like, sir, like, I thought you worked here. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm cleaning up, but I don't work.
What made you think I work here? You're in the back shaking.
Right. But it's just me holding a dildo. Yeah.
Why is it sticky? Stop asking questions. We're trying to get a discount back here.
Actually, the first time I met you, you were throwing fleshlights out at Illuminati.
Is that the first time we met? I thought the first time we met was at Flama.
We like met properly, but then I think I was trying to remember when did I first meet Alexis? And it was at an Illuminati party.
Were you filming for that like weird?
Yes, that's what it was. That's what it was.
That's right. Demander. Yeah. Whatever Demander. Happened to those
They died.
Yeah. And that's what the point of today's show is, actually. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, and happy pride. Everyone's dead and happy pride. That's happy why we pride, threw the
everybody.
Break. Yeah. No, that was really smooth. You're an ally for sure. You're going to gay heaven the way you said that.
I feel like I'm an ally, you know? I don't think I've ever disrespected anyone. Who cares? This is what I said.
That you think ally equals not harassing people.
You know what I mean.
I'm a good person. I don't call them faggots.
No. Hey, whoa, all right. Come on. Listen, all I'm saying is we're all just trying to get liquid out of our bodies. I could care less who you want to do it with or whose liquid you want out of their body. You know what I mean?
Shout in the chat if you've ever called anybody the F word to their face, okay? And don't be scared. It's just us two.
But like in a positive way, like when you high-fived afterwards, you know?
Right, yeah. And then like a little tug of the balls.
Right, just a little bit. You gotta show.
Am I wrong?
No, of course not.
Tug of the balls. Okay, great.
100%. Leslie says, I'm hyped to hear different pockets of the states get absolutely roasted. That's what's going to happen today. Came here for the bing bong, stayed for the NWSLT. Let's go. Chris Matassa said, Alexis would know if his wife was getting hair plugs, though. I got my eyes on it. I know who's getting hair plugs and who isn't, bro. I can see it. I see it. That's why I wear my hat this way. So y'all see the real hairline. Bam, this ain't going nowhere. I got my eyes on.
That's crazy though that's such a thing for men, this hairline thing. Like for women, it's like, oh, like do I look at men? It's like my hairline is right.
I think there's a real correlation to how men feel based on how far back the hairline is slid.
Right.
Especially if you get lined up. Like I get lined up, just not in the front because it's a little stupid for the way I wear my hair. But for people who get lined up, like when it starts to look like, you know what I mean? This way as opposed to that way. It's over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it starts to look like a pair of headphones, you messed up. If you Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, when it's beat by your barber and not Dre, it's a problem.
Right. When I go to my barber, I always say, are we good? And he's like, no, you look great. All right, boom. Do whatever you got to do. But if he was like, start taking pills, I'd be like, today.
Today. Get the whatever they give the horses, that's what you want to take.
100%. Big old teeth, the whole nine.
Sarah Jessica Parker, if you would.
100%.
I used to have your hair. That's why I was, because like men would be like, oh, like, bro, your hairline's great. I'm like, not a thing.
When I first met you, you had the fade on the sides. Curly
I had your yeah, the little pompadour.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I remember you told me straight dudes used to flirt with you all the time when your hair was like that.
Used to. babe, they're coming. I don't know what the peaks and valleys of Freeman here. I mean, shout out in the chat. No, I genuinely am so confused by it because I think for me, I look like a rock. Like I'm like, yeah, like I'm like a Lego lesbian, just like firm, solid. I had these Freeman throwing lines at me.
I didn't know it was a Lego lesbian.
I think that's a thing. It's not like Lego Batman. All right.
Yeah. Oh, what'd you get for Christmas? It's funny you should ask.
I actually don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I'm putting her together different parts at different times.
Oh my God.
Well, this show is supposed to be about soccer.
No, and it is. We're going to, you guys are like, are they segueing? And we are.
We're warming up to it. Laugh my ass off, Lego Lesbians FC. John Carl Tritt said hairline question mark. Shit, I look like my grandfather and gave up at 16. Damn. Andrew Justin, I dated a lot of women with mohawks and fades.
Oh.
There you go. Andrew Johnson, I believe is in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, and that...
If that helps define
why. No, that... Right. No, it's a colonial... It's a colonial mohawk. And I know because of my handle, Colonial Blonde Face. If you guys don't know, by the way, that joke... I don't know if you know how that joke came to be, actually. Have I ever told you the story?
No. I just assumed you said you look like a picture of a conquistador or something.
Yeah, no, that's a good assumption. Basically, I had the short hair and then I grew it out and I finally could put it in a ponytail. And I was like, because like femininity is attached to your hair. And I was like, oh my God, I'm finally going to look like a woman. And then I put my hair up in this little ponytail and I run to my mirror and I look at myself and I'm like, I look like fucking Thomas Jefferson's ghost. And then that's where like the whole thing, I was like, I look like Beethoven. Like it was just like not... It was that good. Yeah.
You looked at the Fast and Furious. You looked in the mirror and you're like, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. It was Fast and Furious, but with like an orchestral soundtrack.
Drew Toro has a great question. Do we think the LL in LL Cool J stands for Lego Lesbian?
I don't know. I think we need to ask all of Andrew Johnson's ex-girlfriends.
Crimson Pizza said, I'm learning so much today. D-Stu said, Bamilton. I should have updated you on this. They're going to be putting everything we say, every name with the word B in front of it, because it's an old Nork thing. It's hard to explain. Just go with it.
Well, I'm into it.
Jess Howen corrected and said, no, LL was ladies love, which kind of also kind of still works.
Which, in a lot of ways, is the Lego Lesbians motto.
What an honor. Ladies. D-Stu said, Barenna Brucey. What an absolute, and Bologna Band Base. What an absolute honor this is for you. You've been granted. So here's what we're supposed to do. I do want to ask you a question, though, that has nothing to do with the World Cup city rankings. We will get to that. Because you and I are the same. We've traveled a bunch for whether it's stand-up or some of the other gigs. For those of you who don't know, Lorena Russi, absolutely hilarious stand-up. Also, a writer on Pause with Sam J, as you could see the shirt, right?
Hey.
Have I been invited to any of the parties? The answer is no. But welcome to my show. I got a lot of friends around the show. It's not just you.
No, it's funny because literally you're the like fifth person to be like, cool, like I see you're inviting plus ones and stuff, and I'd like to be a plus one. All right. Are you going to listen? I'll talk to you. We have a screening tonight. We're going to talk.
Oh, very dope. All right. I'm busy. I'm shooting.
Sorry. It's my agent. Hey.
I'm very busy crying that I'm not invited to your ladies do love Lego Lesbians. It's just science. It's Sean Pujarian.
It's just science.
Hey, look, LL still kind of stands for Lego Lesbians. Are we gonna move on from Lego Lesbians? The answer is no, by the way.
No, Well, also because the next joke is the double L in Spanish. Maybe it's
I'd like to believe there's like a 48-year-old dude in Venezuela who found a tape and he was like, oh, mi favorito, Jacuzzi.
Well, Jacuzzi sounds like a drag queen's thing.
Jacuzzi, like you ordered a jacuzzi on wish.com. Is what it sounds like.
Oh my God, can you imagine a Make-A-Wish kid? I was like, I just want a jacuzzi, but but he ordered a jacuzzi and it's a Lego lesbian. Okay, we're done. I think we've done actually like, every joke possible.
Are you bringing the wish I made before I died, or
what is this trinket? Okay, sorry, your question.
Change the title of the pod now to Lego Lesbian. I will not. Oh my God. I will not be canceled just off the title. But here's what I do want to ask you. You played women's soccer a bit of a while ago when you were in college, about 2 years ago. She's very young. It's not true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm 75.
Yeah, 100%. We certainly both acted. but the women's game has made many leaps and bounds, you know, has advanced quite far since your time playing there. I remember when you and I spoke once, you said that you had to live in a host family's house, right? Or that was one of the ways people, you know, were able to play the game.
Well, I was trying to play in Italy and I got recruited to three different teams. And at that point, it was like I was teaching English through theater in Italy, staying with different host families to get like a vibe for the culture. But I would have had to have lived with my captain. Like people were like, I was just going to squat in different apartments and become a barista full circle. it's crazy. Like I have friends, you like trying out for the US teams. If you're like not the like top 18, if you're like in the 22 to 30 numbers, or like they're still unsure about you, you're staying in a hotel that you pay for. Like there's no food budget. It's like, yeah, if you don't have money, don't do the sport. LL Love Bean. Oh my God. Sorry. that's really funny. It's wild. The host families were really fun, but that was for teaching English.
So that, you had to basically make your own living in order to play a sport professionally.
Yeah, I was really, really poor at the time. Like I was making money off of that. So I was teaching little Italian kids English through theater. They learned nothing. They probably like actually got dumber with me. But fun fact, stinky means shin in Italian. And it's also a word in English. So that was the word I would always teach them.
Shin or shin?
Shin, like your shin bone.
Oh, shin. Okay.
The front of your leg.
Your shin guard is a stinky guard.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And dude. So is your deodorant.
So I was just about to say that.
She
got him.
We're too fast.
Jess Howen said inflatable jacuzzi and you have to blow into a straw for the bubbles to get going. So that's the jacuzzi.
Well, is it a straw or would it be like?
Hey, all right, folks. Come on. I wish I had the this. You need this for Lorena. So what do you think of about when you see the league now? You've got massive superstars. You got Natalie Portman, all these people all of a sudden, investing in the league. You've got these clubs going in L.A. You've got all these different cities that are vying for different clubs in the women's game. And now I believe a lot of MLS teams are trying to go get like women's teams. They're trying to invest in women's teams. How do you feel about all the advances that have been made? Do you think there's still a lot more to go? Do you like where it's headed? Is there something you wish was different?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way anyone can be like, I can't believe it's going in this direction. Like, I'm just so excited. Like, and like I was talking to this guy last night and he's like, do you think women's soccer got popular because of Yellow Jackets, the show? And I was like, babe, Yellow Jacket. He was, it's not like he watched that. He's like, you think that's why people are into women's soccer? I'm like, you're behind, babe. You're asleep. Like, literally what I told him was, if you're not investing in women's soccer, just like whether that's TV shows, whether that's the actual like teams itself, whatever, it is what the Megan Rapinoe generation have done, like off the heels of the Ham generation. It's like actually crazy if you think about it. Like they fundamentally, people in America are like, oh, this is our sport. Like, yes, it's still, I think, within the margins. You still got like you're competing against the men's basketball, football and baseballs of the world. But like the fact that they're on daytime television just being like, yeah, cool, like we rock and we're, you know, the Oprah of a sport, I think is insane. So I love where it's going. I think it's also just athletics in general is a really tricky, like the wealth gap in athletics is just massive. Like I was talking to a different friend who was never watched Yellow Jackets. And she was just like,
how can you be their friend? Really? When you think about
it. Exactly. Crimson Pizza. 90% of the country has not even heard of Yellow Jackets. Thank you. Did MLS get popular because of Ted Lasso?
That's the direct correlation right there.
No, I mean,
did Ted Lasso get popular because of Yellow Jackets? I mean, there's a lot of questions to be asked here.
That's a lot of deep thinking. Also, was Ted Lasso popular because of the pandemic? It doesn't matter. But I think like all of it's just proving that the market in the US, it's just like, it's ready to blow up and there just isn't enough cool. Like, I'm so happy that there are all these teams out there. I think it's just been, we're waiting for it. But I do think that the money and the infrastructure, I'm really curious to see how players get brought up, because like I was a player, for example, that like, solid player, didn't have the money really to get the training I needed. Like if I'd been at 12 years old, like working, doing the one-on-one programs or academies, like I think I would have played in the US professionally and been great. But it's like, I did not have the money to just be making $20,000 a year. And like, and if you're making between the 20 and 50K a year gap, like you're doing great.
Yeah.
Which is insane. And you're getting money obviously from like, you know, you're getting sponsorships, you're getting all that stuff. But it's like the gap to get there is so hard. Like, I think it's almost harder than working in comedy. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
From women's soccer to comedy at some point.
No, it was an easy segue. No, the joke is that I've been wanting to stay poor. I just was like, money is like, that's too hard. TurboTax, who's that?
What if I never have to pay tax?
Good. And that's why I'm leaving the country. So the segue really happened. So I was always just really funny. Like I was class clown in high school and I always was just really silly, but I thought being behind the camera would be better. And my dad, he's a huge cinema buff. So like my favorite movies are Singing in the Rain, you know, The Wizard of Oz. Like I really love classics and I just love learning about movies. And so I kind of was just like
more of a musical lesbian as opposed to a Lego lesbian.
Yeah, Bamilton was appropriate. Phantom of the Opera, if you're nasty. So I just was like always really funny and like an athlete. Athletes, I think, are like really great performers. Just like they just have that showmanship. So it kind of all made sense. And I basically came out of the closet and was like had stopped playing soccer, got a full scholarship to go play at Queens College. And so it was kind of saying yes and to life, and then did like a free improv class. So I was saying yes and on the stage.
Please make Yes and to Life the title of your autobiography.
Oh, it already is. It's written on just scrap sheets of loose leaf.
Which is professionally printed though. That's the look.
Yeah, originally, yeah, yeah. No, a tiny immigrant woman did it for me. I'm not doing
God forbid.
God forbid.
I have no money to pay her, though. So, good luck.
Yeah, no. That internship we were talking about earlier, that's what I've offered to her. Wizard of Oz does go hard. Thank you so much. Where's Sean? Sean, where are you for the...
Sean, we got to give you credit for a comment you didn't make. Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah. Inquiring minds want to know what?
Did MLS get popular because I think
I see that playing soccer for drink tickets, Chris Jarrett, hilarious. Thankfully, it's not that sad. I like the fact that a lot of the women's players have sort of clout is probably the right word, but I hate using it. Their clout has sort of risen socially, you know, their social media presence, their personalities are important. And look at this, Christian Polanco is in the chat. He's freaking out. He says, "What's good from Italy?"
What's good from Italy?
Probably, what's good? Question mark from Italy.
No, but I mean more like you're gonna be from Italy. Throw some Italian in there.
Yeah, you know? I know.
Give me a va bene. Yeah,
show
yeah.
us what's your going? Thing, Keith. I just made myself dizzy.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we gotta get some steps in, Alex. The most exercise you've had today.
Helene wrote that. Oh, okay. Well, hello, Helene, as well. Here's my question. So here's what I've noticed having a soccer show where we've interviewed men and women players. By and large, the women's players, way more personality. Way more personality than the men's players. Mm-hmm. Here's my question. What do you assess that as? Because I've been told multiple things. Whenever I bring this up in front of like agents and stuff, some agents who rep women's players say they feel they have to be that way in order to continuously get their name sort of above above water and for people to recognize them. And because they also have to make more money on the social media side in order to make their career as lucrative as possible.
Yeah,
some of the men maybe don't have to do that because they make more money. And then the other thing is that they, because the women's system doesn't have the infrastructure that the men's had for much longer, they're not getting sort of bogged down with all like the media training and shit like that. They're just able to be themselves. Or is it just that, the women's players are just doper?
I think it's two things. So I think one, to be someone that pursues athletics as a woman.
Sean's show is just stinky. Just happens to be Alexis's autobiography.
I think it is. Oh, no, I've lost him. A critical question and the man is gone. Here we go. He is as red as the American flag. Oh boy.
I'm just looking at Christian being like, what the fuck is going on? He's just picturing his entire life's work in these past few years crumbling.
Immediately.
Sorry, I made me laugh. So anyway, you were saying something important.
No, I had a really poignant answer, but if you could, keep laughing. I've lost you. This is classic. Yeah, this is where I just start interviewing myself. Why do women have more personalities? Because men don't listen. That's, I think, what it is.
My answer. Go ahead, please.
There's truly no way I could go on. Celine Dion, no, we cannot go on.
Are you okay? Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Oh, God. I think it's two things. I think one, it's that if you're going to pursue athletics as a woman, you got to have swagger and you got you're sticking out for your entire identity is being a weirdo. Like there's no reward that comes from being a female athlete, being a butch female athlete. So it's I think that's where you cultivate that defense mechanism of having swagger and just being whether you're queer or not, whatever it is. I do think just women, if you're gonna pursue this, you got to be no one is encouraging this in society. And then right. I think secondly, I do think women do try harder than men. I think in a room in a space, and these guys, they're athletes. They're just I just do my job. And I think just socially women are more accommodated to be great, let's have a good time. I find this in just all arenas. It's I'll be doing something and I'm this guy's not even trying because he gets rewarded for mediocrity, probably not, right. Not all the time, whatever. But I do find have to try. Yeah. I have to be 300% the best. And this guy's I don't know. And they're let's hire that guy. And I'm okay. All right. Should I take out the fake nose ring? Should I?
The fake nose ring is perfect, by the way. By the way,
I've lost it 15 times.
Drew Turo said, Boas, you're binking.
And all right. See, this is why I can't give you thoughtful answers. This is why I've lost everybody in the club.
You completely. Sean.
Nope.
Sean, buddy, you destroyed me. I'm gonna highlight this. We're pinning your comment, buddy. That is absolutely hilarious. If you write something funnier than that, buddy, I'll pin your comment as well. But that is what you think he's allowed. Christian, it's a shin. I don't know.
Christian's your empire.
He just wrote, have a great show, y'all. See you next week. He's
he's the political, he's the funder.
Yeah, he's like,
amazing work on that stinky.
He's a nice guy. He's very different from how I am.
He's a nice guy.
Enjoy your honeymoon, dude. Forget about this show, Abe. I promise most of it will be here when you come back. It won't be in the same shape as you left it, but it will be here. So let's talk a little bit about the World Cup. I was lucky enough to host the World Cup City Selection for New York, New Jersey. And it was cool to see the cities that were decided. Primarily, I thought what was really funny was that Washington, D.C. just completely felt as if they got screwed. They had a whole watch party. And when the last city was announced being New York, they were like, the city that doesn't sleep. They all went, oh, and I thought that was absolutely hilarious. Although, it is funny that I'm seeing this now. I am seeing that the image I sent you is still wrong. So
okay. Incredible.
Let me see if I can get the World Cup.
Well, it's okay. I mean, you can pick a city and I can
we can just talk about it. But yeah, there are 11 that were revealed. Here's the official selection list. So I'll just list them out. Go ahead, break whatever glass you want.
Yeah, no, let me get a little pen and paper.
Okay, yeah, here we go. This is it. All right. No. I found. Oh,
yeah. Why do women have more personality? Because the men send them the wrong maps. Okay. Go ahead.
Check the link I just sent you. It's perfect. It's absolutely.
I want everyone to know this is the fourth link.
By far.
And each time he goes, no, this is the one.
This is going to be good.
No, we don't need a Christian because this is the one.
Do you have any idea how to turn this on? Go ahead. I just sent you 2026 World Cup.
As announced
on June 16, 2022, they got the Western region, the Central region, and the Eastern region. Do you see
these? Okay, great. I found it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
FedEx Field is a dump, and I read FedEx is a dump, and I was like, it's not related to anything we're saying.
Oh, FedEx Field is in the chat. Thank God. I'm like, where the hell did you see that? I sent you the wrong link again.
You're sending me porn sites. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you've never been a show is just thinking. It kind of should be a porn site. It really should be a fucking porn site.
Yeah, you're a mess.
I am a child. I'm going to be laughing about this. For after this, I have to shoot a very important video with an Italian guy. And if you think I am not bringing up that sounded even worse.
I did shoot a very important video with an Italian guy, huh? No, wait.
It's about that. Show us your stinkies Patreon. It's a pizza.
It's in partnership with Peloton.
It's very important. it's about shin splint awareness.
But you are tugging on his balls while you're talking about it. Yeah.
Nitra M goes, Alexis's first question, how's she stinking? I can't believe you told me this information. Okay. Let's rank.
I've never seen you. I've fully lost you. I don't know if it's because while this is happening, normally Christian is like, okay, and but you're gone.
100%. I get to just lose it and not have any repercussions. Normally there's someone else who's like, I'll manage the rest of this. Dies a slow death over there. Crimson Pizza said, I can't wait for all the Europeans landing at SFO and being like, the stadium is how far? Where's SFO? Is that San Francisco?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Or it's UFO, and this is really taking a turn.
Okay, so let's do Western region first.
Sure. I'm just laughing at Robin wrote, okay, I joined late, but Alexis seems to be having fun.
Yeah, thank you, Robin. I just found out that stinky, the actual word stinky, means shin, like a shin, like the front of your leg in Italian.
Yeah.
If you think I'm not going to be making jokes about this forever, then you just don't understand my dad joke style. You know what I mean? People
are saying, wait for the big reveal when it's like, I actually forgot and stinky means something else. And people are like, it's not correct, Laura.
Yeah.
Not part of the Italian language.
Oh, dude, I'm not Googling this either. I'm just going to go with what you said. Yeah. This is how we're going to be ranking these cities. We will go Western region, Central region, Eastern region, and then we'll pick the number one from that. But by the way,
this
got nothing to do with your stadium, your concessions. That may work against you, but we're mostly picking off vibes. Welcome to the Thunderdome. Yeah. You feel me?
I think I feel clear winners in my head. Okay, we can talk.
Let's go Western region. We got Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco Bay Area, Los Angeles, Inglewood, and Guadalajara. The rip, any of these cities you haven't been to? I have not been to Guadalajara.
I've not been to Guadalajara, but I feel like that's going to be really fun. I think that's like the one that I'm gonna go to. I think just because the vibe is like the U.S. stadiums, like they can be like L.A. I think will be fun.
SoFi is a dope stadium though. It kind of looks like a spaceship landed. That's kind of fire. San Francisco, I don't think I've ever cared to see their stadium.
Sure.
Seattle, yeah, I've been to. Sight.
Yeah, I think it's like, I'm also about what's nearby. Nothing's ever nearby the stadiums. And then you're like, you know, I just, if I'm going to enter, I want an experience. And I feel like Guadalajara is the...
Gives you the appetizer and the dessert before you get in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will I get stabbed? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
There's a little bit of edge.
But, you know, my cousins in Colombia won't let me go see any games. And,
right. The narcos are here. Great. Yeah.
Vancouver, but I do love the,
we all agree. Yeah. Vancouver's like where healthy people vacation.
Yeah. I do kind of feel like that's where when you turn 60, you're like, I want to go to Vancouver.
Right.
Like, and you don't understand why, but you're like, it's sort of where you're taken. Like, you know, in Donnie Darko, when they have those like liquid things that come out of them.
No.
Didn't see Donnie Darko?
I did not see Donnie Darko.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. That's the middle of our Venn diagram is like boobies. I don't think, yeah, I'm not like Donnie Darko.
Just a stinky in it. Because soccer and other stuff. I'll let you decide what the other stuff is. Vancouver is like where people, when they say like, yo, I want to go on vacation, and they go to Vancouver, they take selfies like on the side of a mountain. And you're like, how is this relaxing in any way, shape, or form? You flew 8 hours to exercise.
Yeah. No. I mean, I think here's where you and me also are going to disagree. That does sound relaxing, but you're a Jersey boy, so hard with that scooter that you're like,
I'm a North boy. Plant. Very different.
A North boy?
Newark.
What do you mean? A Newark.
Yeah.
Why is that different?
Because I'm not from Jersey. I'm from Newark.
Okay.
Different.
No, copy that. Yeah, I got it. I'm from Queens. Yeah. No, I get it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right? You ain't from New York. You're from Queens.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Are we gonna fight or kiss?
No,
that's kind of like where
I think
both. Kiss. Absolutely, come on over here.
Let's both at the same time, dude.
No, but to your point, I don't know what's fun in Vancouver. I do feel like it's like I'm not gonna go.
It's
to
like
a
mountain shit, right? Like
hike.
Whistler.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go hike and then go watch. Vancouver was probably Christian's first choice for the honeymoon spot.
Someone just said so much Soylent in Vancouver. He drinks Soylent, by the way. So what's the dopest thing in Vancouver? The dopest thing in Vancouver probably is like snowboarding.
Yeah. Like if you're going to go to that one, you you are there for extracurricular activities that are like good for your body. Like you're probably waking up and meditating. Then you're going to go watch a game.
And what's Seattle known for? Throwing fish?
Rain?
Fraser.
Fraser. Yeah, I'm not like, but I think it's also because we're East Coasters. So I think we're kind of like, cool, this seems fine. Have a good time kayaking, but take me to LA or Guadalajara.
Right. Here's what I say. LA got tacos, but Guadalajara probably beats those tacos.
Yeah, 100,000,000%. Yeah. But I mean, if I'm going to be so bold, I'm going to put Guadalajara as one.
Same. Okay. We agree. All right, central region. We've got Kansas City, Dallas, Atlanta, Houston, Monterrey, and Ciudad de México, Mexico City.
Yeah, this is going to be harder.
Off the rip, the food in this one is pretty much like the best.
Yeah.
Kansas City with the barbecue and the ribs. Dallas. I don't know what Dallas is known for, but probably, breakfast tacos, right?
Atlanta. Yeah, they also have... Well, Atlanta, yeah, let's go to that strip club.
Magic City.
I've never been. I'm sort of joking. At a strip club, people think I would clean up. I get really nervous. Really like, oh God, do you need to sit down? Oh, on my lap. And that's what ends up happening.
Oh, higher than my lap?
And then they don't understand. Yeah. That's also the middle of our Venn diagram.
Yeah, there you go.
Women that want to sit and we're like, oh,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, please. Nice everybody, chair. Yeah. Everybody relax. Houston, incredible Vietnamese food.
Have you been to that place that you probably have? I forget what it's called, but
the place that does the crayfish.
Maybe I went to like the number one Vietnamese. I think I don't know. This is now
there's
my dream.
There's a bunch of dope.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of dope Vietnamese spots though.
Houston. Yeah,
Monterrey. It's Mexico. I'm not exactly sure what the food in Monterrey is. It's a little bit more central. It's not exactly like taco area, but dope. Mexico City, some of the best street food in the world.
Right. I just read, so I was saying to Alexis, I think I'm going to live in Mexico City for August. So Yeah, I think my number one choice is Mexico City. I'm just going
to
go with my heart.
Should I go visit, dude? Should me and Dee pull up to your place? Do you have room for two of us? Did I invite myself? 100%.
You need to invite yourself. Everyone actually in the chat, please, if you could follow me logistically, follow me around.
No, not on social media.
I would never. Well, you were there, weren't you? Weren't you and Christian?
I was there. We were there for the Mexico versus USA game. And it was my first time in Mexico City. It was absolutely incredible. I still can't believe that, like, no matter where you go, an Uber is $6.
Yeah. It's insane. They actually pay you to take them. It's an incredible. Yeah. They're like,
I gave the guy a $10 tip and he was like, and I'm like, no, go for it. I'm like, it's all yours, dude. I'm like, it's not my money. It's Cooligan's money, baby. And Christian's like, hey, can we not do that?
And that man now is president of Mexico.
He now runs the number 7 cartel, which is pretty great.
They're also called Shell Oil. It's sort of crazy.
I love so much.
Oh, so boy. Between this Kansas is why City, I'm on sabbatical.
Right now it's between Atlanta and Mexico City for me.
For you?
Disrespect to Texas, but mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of pistolas out there.
Mm-hmm. I might even throw Kansas City in there. I've been really curious about going. I've just heard good vibes from my soccer intel.
It's fun. It's fun, but I wouldn't call it a city you'd want to go to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what it is? I do feel like, and this is sort of antithetical to everything I'm saying, I do feel like the rando little cities where, like, if you can find your groove and pocket, like, and you just have your same three places, but they're like the best three places. I don't know. I might throw an audible and just say that. I'm going to go to Mexico City. I'm going to do Kansas City. I liked Atlanta when I went. I think I got to redo it. I got to redo it with a local.
Atlanta, what I like about Atlanta is it has its like a pretty well-defined culture. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, actually, if I were to redo the list, I think I'd probably go Western.
Redo the list.
I think Western region, instead of giving it to Guadalajara, I think I'd give it to L.A. Because L.A., there's a bunch. First of all, I could do stand up there. So vibes.
Okay, there. That's
and
right.
Then I think I'd go.
Well, vibes is not work, though. You can't connect work. You need to have better work-life balance.
Yeah, but that's fun. Yeah. That's fun for me doing stand up.
Yeah, but like I couldn't possibly let you do that. If we're like going on this trip together, sure, a little bit of work, but I wouldn't let you work. You got to relax. You got to unplug.
A Sporting Kansas City fan TV said, Newark isn't a city you want to go to either. And he put a wink. You 100% right, which is why I don't live there anymore. But you got to be proud of where you're from. But here's the thing. Like, if someone told me, like, yo, we got to stop at Kansas City, I'd be like, yo, that's dope. But if somebody said, like, yo, where do you want to go? Kansas City might not pop out of my mouth. You know what I mean?
Sure. I'm really just trying to be, like, devil's advocate here. You know, because to me, it's like, yeah, like we're going to do Mexico City number one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so let's do Mexico City.
But we also are biased because we're Latino. And I do think there's like a part of me that's like, yeah, I want to go see these other places. Like, because there's going to be a different type of influence. And I just not really been in those. Like, I was supposed to play for Colombia, the Colombia national team. So part of me is also like, yeah, I want to check out these like spaces that are a little bit more intense and not so like clean.
Have you been to Mexico City before?
No, so I haven't. So I'm going in August. My cousin lives there.
I was going to say, you're going to live in Mexico City without having been there.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, yep. I've lived in a bunch of different, like I lived in Cambodia and Germany and Italy. Like, that's why I feel like I'm just like broken in the head. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah,
we all agree.
Yeah. No. Okay. Good. Thank God. No, the stinky man is telling me I need to be medicated. And that's good.
The stinky man.
No, but dude, I don't know. Like, you
save
know,
it
I just.
In the chat,
you,
folks.
Yeah. Save it in the chat.
D-Stu said, Alexis, Seattle. It's I. Kansas City. I don't think it's a city I'd want to go to. Anchorage. Amazing vibes. I would never go to Anchorage. But in this central region, if we're going to go Kansas City, Dallas, Atlanta, Houston, Monterrey, Mexico City. Yeah. To me, it's between Atlanta, Monterrey, and Mexico City, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah.
And I think Mexico City kind of... Atlanta got such a dope culture. I love hanging out in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Mexico City was crazy, though.
Yeah. Curious also... Go ahead. No, genuinely for people in the chat, like, are we, like, missing something? Because I do feel like it's like, yeah, Mexico City is like... We just, as, like, Americans, I'm like, take me to fucking Mexico City.
It's so,
but dope. I'm,
and yeah, also it's like a very international city, Mexico City.
Totally.
I don't think people give it enough credit. There's like a lot of Europeans that are there. There's a lot of it's like not just a, you know, the capital of Mexico. It's like there's a lot of people there.
It's the capital of all our hearts. You know, that's what we keep saying. Hey, come on. Bam,
bam, bam. Hey, can you put one of those heart things, editor? When you make that a meme.
Hey, editor, can you, that's what people, yeah, no, that'll, they'll definitely do it. Hey, editor 041, could you, yeah.
Don't look me in the eye. And two, could you put, I love you, Jamie.
Yeah.
Easter.
As long as you buy them a Lego lesbian.
I mean, it's what everyone's getting this year. I bought a lot of them. So everyone's getting one, whether you like it or not. So we've moved. Western region, we've given it to Los Angeles.
Sure.
Can't speak. Mexico City. And now the Eastern region. We've got Toronto, Boston, Philly, Miami, New York / New Jersey. This might be the toughest one.
This might be the toughest one, but when I say I don't want to see not a one game in New York and New Jersey, I mean it from the bottom of my heart and soul.
Well, then you and I are
going to fight.
Are you probably?
Well, because...
Because do you want to go to a game in the summer?
Never mind.
In the summer.
It's MetLife. Okay. I'll go if it's MetLife.
Oh, well, you were talking about like Yankee Stadium?
I don't know. Just like the Red Bull Arena. I just can't with this. It's never fun. It's always 14 hours. But I was going to say Miami. I feel like it's between Miami and New York for me.
Here's the thing, though. Philly, great sports town. Boston, yep. Great sports town. Great Toronto. Town. Toronto might be one of the dopest cities in North America.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But I'm not trying to go all the way out there.
I mean, I would say Toronto's a fun, if you can do the train ride or do the 8-hour. Oh, wait, no, that's Montreal. Oh, how far?
The Montreal's what? A 14-hour train ride, isn't it?
Yes, but it's an 8-hour car ride. And this is how you know we're old.
Actually, it's not 8 hours. It's like 5.
You know what? I'm going to trust you because we're not Googling anything.
No, I used to trust me. Pre-COVID, I would go there like 3 times a year. I love Montreal. If this was Montreal would
why is it not on the list? Okay.
They didn't win. They didn't get picked. They were supposed to get picked.
No, I mean, I know this is also Chicago.
This is how this works. A bunch of people, a bunch of cities apply for it. And
these people make it. Okay. Sorry. Pretty slammed over here. Hello? Ronaldo.
Hello, agent. Yeah. Hello, editor. Can you cut her out?
Yeah.
all right. We've decided Toronto. Okay. Fun. But you're up against Boston, Philly, Miami, New York.
I'm going to just pick Miami. That's going to be my number one. Because Miami is, I love Miami.
This is the former time. Player you thinking. Because you're like, oh, we'll go to the game and then we'll go sit on the beach for 8 hours. No.
I hate the beach. I hate the beach.
You hate the beach.
I am not. Listen, I need everyone to know this. Sand for more than 2 hours and the sun. What?
You know what
am I going
yesterday?
On a Mecca? You know, no, I.
Let me tell you what I was thinking yesterday. This is what I was thinking about in the shower. One, I was rubbing my stinky and I was thinking, I was cleaning, I was putting soap on my stinky, my shins, everyone.
Christian's again, actually having heartburn.
He's typing an email to our business manager going, just something feels weird.
All his fingers are breaking. He can't actually write, he's like falling apart.
Voice note. He's trying to hit it with his elbow. So dumb. My abs hurt during this. Someone said, has to be Miami. Pitbull, cocaine, cigars, Gloria Estefan, cocaine. What a list. Sean is killing it today, dude.
Sean is killing it.
Okay. Kirby D says, okay, being from Orlando, I was super sad we didn't win our bid. But when I saw who got it, I was like, I get it. Pain, though. I was born in Miami, so I'll claim it for this. Yeah, you get it.
You get it. Well, wait, what were you going to say? But you were in the shower. What was the thought you had?
Oh, yeah. So I was cleaning my stinky. And just double down for everybody. And I have two of them. Really weird. I'm so happy you told me this information. And I was thinking, why do people go, if you don't live near a beach, and even if you do, why would you go to a beach for your vacation? Hmm. Let's say you spent 5 days on your vacation. The whole time, it's just going to the beach?
I think here's another thing. Now knowing a little bit about you, I do think you're like a work... I think you like integrate it all. I think it's also like the Latino hustle, because it took me a really long time to learn to. And I get what people are saying when they're like, just take me to the beach, because it's like you just can just relax and be okay. Yeah, but
that's for like a day.
No, but so people like relax, Alexis. I don't think we understand the concept of relaxation.
No. But I like to relax at a cafe. I like to relax, you know, at a bar. I like to relax at a nice restaurant. But, you know, change the scenery a little bit, you know, go to a different place. You go to the same beach, the same sand.
It's our constant stimulation. What I'm saying is like stimulation is like what we crave and like live in. And people are like, speaking of my thinky, but I do think that's what that's what I'm clocking. I don't know. I've been talking to a lot of white people and they're like, you just go and you sit. And I'm like,
No.
And then they read. I look, I'm trying to lean into it because I'm trying to live until like 62. And the way I'm going, it's both of my sinkies have fallen off. So
Nitra M said, Lego lesbian with the clean stinky.
just lost you forever. Yeah, Alex's idea of relaxing is just food. I mean, all right. And he's gone. Also incredible because he's in this like gamer chair. And he's just.
Sorry. Stimulated. I'm so sorry. Alexa's idea of relaxing is just food, and I'm here for it, says Luke Sergio. You're 100% right. Chris Matassa said, Christian has Jamie, that's our editor, on the phone telling him, remove every time Alexa says thank you from the video, please.
If you think anyone can understand what you're saying, it's actually not one. Yeah. No one.
Is everyone else having a good time?
LK Chugs said Lorena is never going to come back. Know what?
She 100%.
Whether it's by my own volition or I'm not invited, it's unclear. But I think you might be right.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. I'm going to lift my shirt when we're done and I'm going to see if I have abs, because I honestly feel like I worked out. You know what I mean? Anyway, Lorena, what's new? Says these two. Okay. Look, am I a child? Possibly. Okay.
Oh my God.
Whew, but you know what I mean? Like, if I go to relax, like, it's not even walking through a museum. I'm like, I don't know any of these. I don't give a shit about these art. Like, if it's cool shit, like, I like abstract art. That's dope. But, like, for the most part, I'm not like, sitting here going like, oh my God, you got to see this again. I'm not waiting in line to go see the Mona Lisa. Who gives a shit? I've said, Google it on your phone while you're in line. Now go.
No, I think we're on the same page with that. That to me is not like, I think also if like art is your speed and like speaks to your spirit. Cool. Like yeah, if you want to go see that.
I'm more than it's happy like, for you.
Well, like it's probably people feel the same way about watching a sports game. Like I'll watch it on TV and it's like, oh no, I want to be there and like have the experience, which is like different because it's a different type of experience, blah, blah, blah. Right. But I think to Jess's point, or I don't know who wrote it, like the sound of waves, reading, like that's just something also, I think with the immigrant hustle, like that was just not a privilege. I had to learn to enjoy just like doing nothing. And even now I'm like, I still will not go to the beach because I feel trapped at the beach. Everyone's having a good time. And I'm like, I need to, where is my train? Like, how do I get out of
Does
here?
Anyone
how
have
do
the
I
Wi-Fi password? Although here's the thing though, when I used to live on the Upper West Side, one of my favorite things to do was to just go the piers or whatever, like anywhere along the Hudson and just kind of like relax a little bit. Just like, you know, whatever, you know, see the boats come by. You could just really zen when you're near water, which I get. But on the beach, it's like there's like kids running around going crazy. There's sand everywhere. You know, you got your flip flops on all the corners, so your thing doesn't blow.
And then you're like, we only have two flip flops. This was such a mistake.
It's stupid. And the whole thing is like, you know, what do you do every day? You wake up and you carry a bunch of shit to one spot in the sand. You sit there for a bunch of hours. You go home. You eat. You shower. You're tired because you spent the whole day in the sun. And then you wake up and do it again?
I am fully with you, but I think it's just culturally we did not have access to
so
that.
So Miami's out.
I'm going to say yes to Miami. I don't think it's for the beach that I'm like, go hard for Miami. My favorite place in Miami is, this is Fort Lauderdale, actually. It's La Tub. Have you been to La Tub?
No.
Oh my God. When I was doing
no
MLS
one's ever said anything good about Fort Lauderdale. So this is interesting.
Oh, La Tub is the best place. This is where me and Lori Lindsay went. And we were like,
just to Lori Lindsay.
Shout out to Lori Lindsay. That's her spot. That's her spot. That's where the Lego. It's just like hamburgers on the water. And there were like, it's like by this like animal zoo. Like it's like, so like there are bats and shit flying. I don't know. Miami, I like the vibe. I also like the Latino, like a whole thing. I like that.
It's super Cuban. You would expect me to like it.
Super Cuban. Right. But I think I'm just like, I like it. You can walk it. You can bike it. I just feel like there's stuff going on.
You can't walk pricey. Miami. That's just South Beach. You can
walk Miami,
that's
babe.
Just South
you
Beach.
Can walk Miami. Come on, babe. Get First on that bike, babe.
Too many Trump voters for me. So,
okay. Not enough for me.
Okay. Right. Well, you learned something new. What Lego, Lego piece was that?
It's ooh, baby.
I'm going to say New York, New Jersey, because if you think about it, of all the cities here, where would the final go? It's between three cities. Mexico City, which already had a final. New mm-hmm. York, New Jersey, which didn't have a final. And LA, which had a final already. So where else could you put it? You can't put the final anywhere else.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. So I don't know. The final is going to be New York. Like Toronto?
You can't have a final in Canada.
I don't know. I feel like they're going to pull some random shit like that and be like, let's just do it. Drake's from there.
And end of list.
And turn the six into a nine now, you know?
Come on, did I mention Drake? You did. Okay, well, then there you go. Andrew Johnson said, growing up, vacations were for rich kids. My wife doesn't understand why I can't seem to get excited for things like going to see some old lighthouse. I will never forget it. Maybe that's the same thing. Like, I didn't experience those things, even though my mother was very like every year we're going to go do something. Even if we don't have a ton of money, we're going to go. Like we drove to Quebec City one year, you know, and she was like, look around, French people, go home. You know, we went to Miami a lot because we have family there. We went to D.C. Mm-hmm. a couple times, went to North Carolina. Like my family was like, you know, let's go do stuff. It was my mother, my sister and I. But I never was like, let's just go sit somewhere for a week. Like, I want to go do stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, this is, I'm telling you, it's the same exact thing. Like I had to learn stillness. Like they're like, we just chill out.
Yeah.
Like just like you, my friend's family, they're like, oh, we just drink lightly and we talk for like 6 hours. And I'm like, what? Cool, like, cool. But like not, but not like barbecue style. Like, oh, we're all like partying. They're just like calmly having cheese and other dishes. And it's like, no, I need like chaos. And we're screaming at each other. And like, yeah, yeah. No, stillness, I think, is like a privilege and a thing you have to learn.
My buddy threw a Sunday kind of like hangout dinner kind of thing. And it was me and these two other dudes, both from the hood. And we started arguing about who's the best rapper from 2000 to 2010, like who owns that decade. And if it was just a bunch of white people staring at the three of us yelling at each other.
Yeah.
We were having a spirited conversation as far as we were concerned, but we scared everybody.
Sure. Yeah, no. It's just different things. It's also just like understanding what you like, what you don't like. Right. You don't have to change, but also it's like change is cool because being in your bones for too long is like
you got to switch it up.
It's the theater person in me. It's why I ended up going into the arts because I do like that whole thing of like, yeah, you got to mess with your stuff and like go live in a different city, go try some new school.
I like, you know, if you've done a puzzle before, mix up the pieces. You know what I mean? That's what I like. Sean Pougeron, he said it. He said, Quebec City, get in here, fuck around a little bit, but French. Thank you.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, that it was. We do the Monday shows from a place called OSNYC. It's a big gaming space, and the owner is there when we're doing because they're closed on Mondays. So he basically sits there and gets work done while we do the show, and then either they have like a team meeting or he leaves. And I was like, hey, I came up. I was like, check the space out, you know, OSNYC. I was like, hey. Get in here, fuck around a little bit, because they have all different video games. And he looked at me. I'm like, hey, that's a new slogan. He was like, please don't. And I'm like, yeah, get in here, fuck around a little bit. I'm like, oh, what's that? Get in here, fuck around a little bit. And they did not like it. They have not used it on social media or anything. So still available if you want it.
Yeah, absolutely. Some would say, I feel like, please don't is what a lot of people say.
Yeah, both of us. 100%.
That's actually the middle of the Venn diagram as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. People are like, you could see our reaction to what you're doing, but you're going to continue. Cool.
Yeah.
Chris Matassa said, Alexis, your father said, let's go do stuff and then never return. It's 100% true. Maybe that's why I'm not a fan. He's still at the beach.
He's been there for years.
Yeah, I think he's gonna be. I hope he's got SPF 9000. I could see a final in MetLife. That friendly game between Argentina and Brazil was insane. I think I told you the story. I had tickets, VIP tickets to that game. I was supposed to go, and then I had no money. When I got to the game, I got a phone call from a company that I lied to and told I was a videographer. I would tell, I was like, yeah, if you guys ever need any videography help, let me know. Cause I would just take my wife's photography camera and film stuff and then pretend I knew what I was doing. And they were like, hey, we, the guy who was supposed to film our interview with, who's that actor? He was in Pineapple Express. He always looks high.
James Franco.
He's like, our interview with James Franco, the videographer, bailed. Can you do it? I say, unfortunately I can't. I literally just got off the train at MetLife ready to, you know, party and hang out. And I was like, no, I'm sorry, I can't. They're like, well, it's $1,000. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't. They're like, well, $2,500. I was like, I'll be right there. So I left. And it was so far, I was the only person who got on the train going the other way. Even the driver was like, the conductor was like, hey, man, this train's going back to the Sakarya train station. I'm like, yeah, man, I know. I can't go to the game. He's like, damn, man. I was like, uh-huh. I had to miss that game. And everyone told me it was like the best ever friendly they've ever seen. So mad.
Listen, but I support you again as two people that clearly don't have work-life balance. $2,500, yeah.
Well, like, you got when no people... money. My wife would have been like, for a soccer game, I don't care. Unless Lionel Messi was like, get down here and help me out. You can't miss that game. I mean, you can't miss
unless
that game.
Unless Leo was like, what type of cleats? It's like, yeah. No. But I think, like, I had a thing where they were like, hey, we need you to work from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. And I was like, that's going to be triple the rate. And they were like, all right, be right back. And they're like, okay, great. And I was like, I should have asked for like five.
I'm like, when they go too three fast, grand? Like, damn.
Yeah, $3,000 though, I'll stay awake. At the I would have been, you know, on something else, but sure, I'll be up at 3 a.m.
Mind you, no problem. Like a year or two later, I hosted an 8-hour soccer event for exposure. So,
right. But it's also like people are like, do you like pizza? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, great. That's what you're getting. I'm like, I love my life.
Yeah, this is perfect. So here, that was perfect. So look, we're gonna go in a minute, but let's make a final. So I usurped you. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. I vetoed your pick of Miami. So we're going with New York, Mexico City, and Los Angeles. Out of those three, most likely to host the final, you got to go with New York, right?
I'm gonna go with New York. Yeah, I'm gonna go with New York.
So here's the two things: New York gets the final. What's the one city that you think would probably have the best vibes during a World Cup match?
Yeah,
tough choice. I would say
Mexico.
Same.
I say Mexico City or Monterrey. Like, I just think there's like the America soccer culture. Like, yes, it's still growing and still doing the thing, but it's like if you want to like go with like decades long history of like soccer fandom that's just three dimensional. Yeah, like you gotta go.
It's like you're gonna get grandpas, you're gonna get grandmas, you're gonna get like parents, kids, everyone.
Right. Like if I go to San Francisco, I'm gonna get Kyle, and it's like I love Kyle, but I also just want to be with Tito Lindsay, you know?
Right. What's Guadalupe doing right now? You know, very important questions. Vancouver, you're gonna get Kyle's cousin, who's also into crypto.
Right. Kansas City, we're going to get Kirby. We're getting Kirby. Yeah, Kirby's like, okay.
New York City, you're going to get a bunch of guys yelling, you know.
Us too.
Yeah, they're in all match, which I think is the right vibes. Philly, someone's going to throw batteries.
Oh, that's your vote? Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, what did you say about Philly?
I said Philly, someone's going to throw batteries at you. It's not the vibe you want. Toronto.
Yeah, I do.
As much as I love the city of Toronto, horrific accent. Have you heard their accent?
Yeah, I've heard their accent.
He's like, yeah, no, bro. Like, no, man's man's got to go to store. You're like, stop it.
Yeah. Stop. I will say I did kiss a man named Laurent from Toronto back in the day. So maybe that's where I got to go.
Where's the lawsuit now? Where is it? Did he drop it yet?
I was arrested. I was. Yeah, they saw the age difference. He was sick.
Yeah.
Kiss him on the head. Don't worry. Oh, boy. That's the note we want to end on.
This is perfect. If we're going to take anything out, not the stinky, it's everything she just said. Chris Jarrett said Texas will be part of the USA by 2026. Which we call it. John Carl Tritt said NYC because there's so many ways to get out. I like that. Omar Ramirez said Dallas or Miami or California. There's more diversity of culture in those states. Have you ever been to Queens? It's literally the most diverse place in the world.
There's more. Yeah. It's like Queens, you're going to get babushkas and then you're going to get us.
You're gonna get
an immigrant woman that makes all of my stuff.
A West African dude buying an empanada, speaking Turkish. That's what you'll find in Queens.
Absolutely. It's like, But I support you, Omar. I support you.
I like it. Here's, I think of all the vibes, I think you're right. I think Mexico City probably has, and I'm saying this knowing I've not been to Monterrey yet, and I've heard Monterrey is a party.
Yeah, I definitely want to go check that out. Like, I feel like I'm going to be in Mexico City for it, try to check out a game in Monterrey.
You're going to be there only for the month of August, though.
Yeah, but I'm trying to make it maybe a permanent move.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to do LA for like 2 years, and then I might do Mexico City if I can keep that momentum. Because you guys don't know me.
Is there enough work in Mexico City?
No, but you just say everything's so work from home.
Yeah,
so you just fly out whenever you need to. And then like, you know, just
it is pretty cheap to fly back and forth, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Or they would pay you for the work because it'd be the same if I was. It would be cheaper than being based out of New York.
That's a good point. All right. Well, at least I got a place to stay. So tell your cousin, you know, get a
nice mattress
for you to sleep on because Alexis gets a bed. I'm sure your cousin would be perfectly fine with that. Lorena, where can everyone follow you and follow this absolute mess?
Nightmare, this menace to society. You can follow me at Colonial Man Face. That is at Colonial. Yep. Man as in man. And then face like face.
Uh-huh.
It's
in the description, so you can't miss it.
You can't miss it. My shout out is to Pause. Watch Pause on HBO with Sam J. That's my one plug. Alexis always asks me for a plug, and I never have one.
You do now.
I do now.
Case. And I like how you pronounce it, Pause.
Pause. Yeah. What do you say?
Pause.
Well, not to add another rift in the fabric of our friendship, it's not, simply not correct.
You said Pause. That's P-A-Z.
You know, this is why you're never my plus one to anything. This is the attitude. This is the problem. You're the problem.
Maybe I should be your pause one. yeah. Thank you, Chris. You're saying P-A-Z. It's pause.
Well, I don't want to end on this note, but logistically we have to because I have to leave my house. But
all right.
Fine. Right in the chat.
You know what? Bing tweet bong. At both of us and at Colonial Man Face. What do you think? How do you pronounce it? Send us voice notes. thank you, everybody. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Thank you for everyone in the chat. Thank you for everyone who's listening and followed. Christian is back next week. We'll talk about all the important soccer news when he gets back. Let him know. Hopefully he enjoyed his honeymoon. Absolutely. love you guys. Thank you, Lorena. You're absolutely amazing.
Thank you
also to Tosin. Thank you, Elisha. And thank you so much to Pablo for helping me out and making sure that these last 2 weeks went smoothly. And of course, thank you to New York Comedy Club. Thank you to that's it, my internet provider. You guys are the best. Take it easy.
Ooh.
Important, right?
Totally.